Another question about grass and some brown spots. I don't know what kind of fertilizer I should put on this time of year.
None.
That just bug killer in it, nothing in particular, but some, you know, I don't know, chinch bugs or grub worms or anything. What kind should I use?
Well, don't, yeah, we're not recommending that you fertilize this time of the year. In we generally May 1st and October 1st, and some cases if you got high traffic like a Bermuda athletic field or something, and you can water.
Yeah.
Right now we just want our lawns to hold on and be healthy but not do a lot of growing, so don't fertilize. Insects, you know, if you've had a problem with grubs.
I'm not sure I have, but...
Yeah, then...
Why did you mention chinch bugs? Is this near a sidewalk or something?
Yeah.
And it's a spot, it's an ever-growing spot. It started next to a sidewalk and it's growing bigger and bigger?
Not particularly. It's just a brown spot, more or less.
But it's not growing bigger and bigger?
No.
Well, that doesn't sound like chinch bugs.
Might be just needs water, huh?
Yeah, that's probably the one of the hottest spots of the lawn. You might just try a little extra hand watering and see if it doesn't green it up.
Okay. Yeah. No fertilizing until October 1st. Then.
Yeah, that's probably best.
Okay. And if I do have, or think I've got a chinch bug or a beetle or a flea or tick or something, is there something I should put on?
Well, there's these soil insecticides. They're wonderful. There's a whole, they're, you know, every company has one. We've got about three of them here at Milberger's. Huh. Bayer has a good one. And the neat thing is they'll treat all those insects that we've mentioned, grubs and chinch bugs, and they last a long time.
Uh-huh.
So if you've had a history of problems or you find a lot of grubs in the ground, then you just apply one of those and take care of everything.
Well, I don't think we've got a problem. I just felt brown spots and thought maybe fertilizing and weed and feed or something like that.
Bugs
and feed would be all right. But.
We generally don't use... recommend that we use the weed and feed here too, because the timing is so wrong. You know, when we to prevent our weeds for the winter, late August or early September is when we apply a herbicide, and then we generally wait on the fertilizer until a month or 2 months after that.
I've been cutting my lawn about 2.5-3 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Should I cut it a little higher?
If it's St. Augustine, you need to mow it as high as you can mow.
Okay. But other thing meaning what?
Oh, huh?
You said if it's the other thing, as high as I can get it.
Yeah, 3.5 inches is not too high, 4 inches. Bermuda, Zoysia grass does better if you mow it about 2 inches, and Bermuda grass is relatively low. You want to mow that. It looks much better and performs better if you mow it down there an inch and a half.
Well, St. Augustine, I think, is what we got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
just cut it 3 inches, 3.5.
Yeah, sounds good. It sounds like it looks good, though, other than that little spot.
Except for that one little spot. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Woody. You take care.